Greetings, human friend. I hope you do not mind me addressing you in such a way. I may be an unfamiliar face right now, but I am sure we will establish a wonderful friendship very soon. The last thing you consciously remember will be climbing into bed and falling asleep. I was already hovering above your house at that time, but in order to make the process less dramatic, I waited until you had drifted off to dreamland. Probably talk to you about that habit of scrolling mindlessly through your phone and looking at all those things before sleeping. It is not good for you. Too much of that light and mental stimulation decreases sleep quality, which is why you'll probably find that you wake up tired the next day. But I'm not your mother, so I won't nag. Let us get the introductions out of the way. My name is Ayana. I'm sure you've noticed already, but I am an extraterrestrial being, a scientist. I have brought you onto my ship because you are an ideal representation of an average human who falls into the age range I wish to study. Do not worry. Those hybridization and breeding programs are no longer being run by my species at this point. The reasons are complex. You are here for something else entirely. I have become fascinated by the ASMR movement on your planet. It is becoming more and more popular. I want to do some experiments myself to see the effects ASMR has on human physiology. And if it goes well, I may recruit you for more experiments in the future. I will conduct a brief physical examination on you first. Look up that way. Good. Look down. This may tickle a bit. The ears are in good working order. Open your mouth. Say, ah. You have a bit of drool on your chin. Arms and legs firmly attached to the torso. Excellent. Now, I will brush your hair back. I am going to stick a number of little sensors to your body. Are you comfortable? A As comfortable as someone who's been abducted can be, huh? I like your sense of humor. We need this. This. And this. Great. Let's get right into it, shall we? There is no need for you to introduce yourself to me. I know all about you already. Probably a bit more than you're comfortable with sharing. Here, I've gathered a number of items. Yes, gathered. You might call it stealing, but I call it research. My computer will collect information on how each set of sounds influences you. I enjoy playing with these very much. They are rain sticks. I wanted to take them from a museum at first, but then decided on a souvenir shop instead. Museums are places that hold a great deal of valuable information and artifacts, and I didn't want them to end up with an empty display. I've always loved rain. Yes, it does exist on the planet I come from. We have a water cycle, just like you. But I rarely ever go home now. I'm doing research almost all the time. My focus is on Earth and on humanity. Good. Now, this here is a stethoscope. I took it from a medical supply store. I've modified it. If I place this end on my chest and plug the other end into the computer, you'll be able to hear my heartbeat. I'll let you listen to it while softly humming you a song. I know that young children like this, so I would be interested to see what kind of effect it has on you. Yep, that's the sound of an alien's heart. Surprised? It sounds very similar to a human's. That's because our hearts are structured in the same way, and they're about the same size. 4 separate chambers, consisting of conducting cells, muscle, connective tissue, and blood vessels. Our blood is blue, and our cells are slightly different. You ready? Fantastic. Your body's responses are giving me a lot of information for my research. What else do I have here? Let's do this one next. It's a toothbrush. It's clean. It's never been in anyone's mouth. What will I do with this information? Well, it will be entered into the database as a subject of interest. You won't be the only human I do these experiments on, and when my team and I have collected enough data and come to a solid conclusion, we may take action. Extraterrestrials are not allowed to interfere too much with human evolution, due to a contract agreement that was signed a long time ago. But we can and do influence your thoughts by broadcasting frequencies which carry special information. If we decide that ASMR benefits humanity greatly, we will broadcast frequencies that encourage humans to listen to ASMR. There are many races out there who wish to help humans. I mean, no offense to your kind, but you could do with a little more peace on your world. I'm just going to adjust the wires. feel free to move any part of your body. If you need to give yourself a stretch, then do it now. Next, I will talk to you in my home language. It would be interesting to see what the machine picks up. Not only does my kind communicate via sounds and body language, but our communication also carries strong electromagnetic information that emanates from our bodies as we speak. It helps us get our points across. It works well amongst my species and helps us understand one another on a whole different level. But I wonder what kind of effect it would have on a human. So listen carefully and see if you pick up anything. Worry not, though. I will translate as I go. Iria kinoho. Rahatu yashantara. Itu malaki darut. Uti maki. Toro yasoriko. Iori masharem yarason. That translates to, I am from a star system that exists in the next universe. It is a parallel universe, and my technology allows me to travel between two different realities. Tsuruyaku maruset, sharadu ishinoko, tovinahim asuret, kaya, mioruha, durim asharaku yuna. Erukia noso fieret. That means, I am very pleased to meet you. I assure you that you will be returned to your home once we are done here with our experiments. If you wish, I can wipe your memory, or you can choose to remember the experience. It's up to you. You wish to keep the memories? Okay, noted. Sharuhani Soryoko Yaradureshya Nuko Darmaru Hiryesh Vrahaim Kaduria Homiruset Daru Kiana Varayiri Shansari Kaina Darayaho Yaraim Koro. Translation: working on and studying humans is my passion. It is what I have dedicated my life to. You may be surprised to learn that humanity is a subject of great fascination to many alien groups. Not all of them are friendly, though. It appears that although your system is registering the sounds in the language, you're not able to pick up most of the electromagnetic information that's being transmitted. This is because there are still many areas in your brain that you're not using. Also, our skin is different to yours. We pick up a lot of information through our skin, as well as through vision and hearing. I think it must be hard to be a human. From what I observe, your kind say things you do not mean, and often do not communicate your true needs to each other. If you cannot pick up the subtle frequencies being emitted by another being, then they can easily lie to you, and you to them. And that is why there are so many misunderstandings on your planet. I have so many things here. I think we can do some more. I want to collect a bit more data. I know. Why don't you close your eyes for the next few items? I will let you hear the sounds first, and then you can guess what they are. Any clue? Yes, you can take a peek. This is a brooch I picked up off the street. No, I did not go for a stroll in the park in full daylight. I used a suit. My technology and my suit allows me to become invisible to the human eye. Some animals on your planet are able to perceive my presence. Cats, for example. People who own cats often report that their pets are engaging with seemingly invisible beings. Those beings could very well be extraterrestrials. The ship we're on also has an invisibility shield. Now, how about this one? Seems to be one of the most popular triggers. I would like to see what effect it has on you. What do you think it is? Porcelain. No, not a cup. It's a miniature figurine of an owl. Did you know that owls cannot move their eyeballs? Imagine that. They have to rotate their heads in order to look around. I walked in on a seminar about owls one day. Very good. The tapping appears to be having a significant effect on you, more so than the speaking. I would not mind researching birds, as I find them incredibly interesting too. I don't think I'll ever get tired of learning about humans though. Do one last one. It won't be an object this time, but a variety of mouth sounds. That's enough for now. You can go back to sleep. I'll wake you up when it's breakfast, and we can discuss the results. Good night.